What if I hit that button again? Let's get started, Dominic. Welcome everyone to Late Night Retro Show. Couldn't be more better timing tonight's show. Dominic, I did not read your mind. Excited about tonight? This is you got your water? I got my tea.
Oh, you got your special tea, eh?
No, it's a different
wait till our guest joins us to tell you my story from today and why. Your timing's impeccable.
Yeah? Doctors?
I went to the doctor, yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, it's all good.
Okay, well, I'm going tomorrow. So we might have a different show on Thursday.
We'll do estate planning or something tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God, estate planning for restaurateurs.
Well, it's a show. That's actually a show.
Is it?
Okay. For sure.
It's definitely a show. Anyways, we have a great lineup of guests. Hopefully my mic is sounding good today because I found out what was the problem. So I actually got that fixed. And to everyone on TikTok, we're live on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, X, and Facebook as well.
And Facebook, TikTok. Cool.
So, hello everyone on TikTok as well. Join us on all these other social channels if you want to watch the Late Night Restaurant Show. We are definitely, we have a great guest tonight, and this is definitely going to be a good one. I promise you. Anyways, I'm going to let you introduce our amazing guest while I get set up on the platforms. But first, what is coming up on April 8th?
The Restaurants Canada show in beautiful Toronto.
Yes.
At the Enercare Center, yeah.
Yes, it's going to be a blast. So the Restaurants Canada's RC show. I don't know if they call it the Restaurants Canada show or the RC show.
They call it the RC show, I think, is really
the RC show, right? Anyways, it's April 8th to the 10th in Toronto. It's incredible. Best event of the year. You have to go to it. I would recommend everyone attending. If you're in the restaurant industry, you got to go. You're going to learn something. You're going to see Dominic there with his amazing new brochures.
Yeah. Books. And we're bringing a cool guest there, Jay, one of our former guests, Bill Marler from Marler Clark and the movie Poison. He'll be on stage there talking.
That's going to be a solo. You're going to have to stream that to me.
Well, we're going to get you there. I think you're coming.
Okay. Anyways, thank you to everyone else who's going to be joining us tonight. And let's roll this because we have to do this for our friends over at Restaurants Canada. And tonight, we're going to try not to do it twice. Still my name. There you go.
Hi,
how awesome is that? It's not twice tonight.
Not twice.
Dominic, can you introduce our amazing guest tonight? That's going to be guest, Jay.
Yeah, we're going to do an online workout tonight, Jay, with Martine from Captivate.
Captivate my day.
Captivate my day. Mm-hmm. And she's joining us from San Antonio, Texas, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. As a very young child, originally from Montreal, Canada. Well, no, from Canada, not Montreal, but from Canada, Quebec. And you've left us to be in sunny Texas.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yes. No winter. It's just 80 degrees, you know, it's so
awesome. It's only 80, eh? We're supposed to get 20 centimeters of snow tonight.
There's a we're gonna get, we got like warnings and everything going on.
It's crazy.
Yeah. You're not, crazy. You're not missing much though.
Yeah, but I like it. I like the snow, but I definitely prefer the hot. Definitely. Like hot.
So I am blown away by when I found you, and I think we got connected on LinkedIn. I was blown away by the one sentence that summed it up and why I wanted to have you on our show. I'm so grateful for you to be here, was the fact that I love how you put this. You help restaurant owners and their managers set the tone for their vision to come alive. Like that, like right there is mic drop. Then you put in there by reinforcing their mental toughness. Like that is like gold already, right? Restaurants can better handle their high pressure environment. Like it's not high pressure. It's insane high pressure, right? And then I love everything else that you're doing. So thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight and to share what you do to help our industry out. I'm already like blown away. I got goosebumps. I literally do. And tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do and all the good stuff so Dominic can get his list of questions.
Yes, I know. So now for everyone who's watching, right? Restaurant owner, your operator, it's important to work on your mindset. The mental toughness come from you guys' industry, right? So this industry, like you've mentioned, Jay, it's so intense. It's really like similar to an athlete, right? So you have to perform day after day, night after night, and you have to be able to think quickly to make good decisions. Sometimes not good, but you attempt to your best to make good decisions. And there's a lot on the line. So when you're not emotionally prepared or when you're not psychologically prepared, then it's kind of like fizzled down. And obviously it impacts your team, it impacts whoever it is who's supporting you around you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so true, right? That I think probably so few restaurants just think like that, right? They go in, they just jump right in and there's 50,000 things ahead of them, right?
Yeah, all the time.
So I got a question because this is a great topic tonight because Dominic hasn't heard some of my stories of me running restaurants too much, right? So we might open the vault a little bit tonight, Dominic, on this one, because I think I would have died if I was still running a restaurant. I guarantee it, because back in those days, it was drugs and booze. It wasn't really this mental illness that, and it was there, don't get me wrong, but that was probably the last thing that was on my mind worried about. It was the fact that like, how am I going to make it through? Cause I'm starting to drink at 10 in the morning, right? Like, you know, to make it till 5 at night or 3 in the morning, that was the lifestyle. It was literally like the old 80s, 90s rock star lifestyle. We lived in the industry. Now today, I don't know if it's necessarily like that. I don't think so. I think it's more around the stress of the event, of the environment. It's the stress of the whole business. Are you seeing some of that? Like, is that true or am I off mark?
No, you are absolutely correct. Obviously, there's different cases all the time, right? So you're going to have people watching right now who are still booze and you know, alcohol and all of these things all the time. But it's shifting more in regards of, I think, the pressure is so much more intense. Like the society has changed, right? The demand has changed and people are attempting to be everywhere at the same time. So now maybe they're not going towards drugs or alcohol per se, but then they're working even more, right? Because they want to be, I guess, this superwoman or this superman and want to put so much energy into their work that they're not taking the time to take a step back and really like see, okay, what's going on? I'm doing too much right now. And sometimes I think that they even think that that you think as a restaurant owner or operator, you think that you know that you don't have enough time, but you have to be like, no, I...
Hey, foodies, you know what?
The world of hospitality is always changing. We know this. It's fueled by innovation and new technologies. At the 2024 National Restaurant Show, you'll find everything you need to plate up success for your operations, and now and into the future. Whether you're looking to adapt your offerings, satisfy shifting diner expectations, seamlessly navigating these razor-thin, crazy margins, and integrating data-backed strategies to offset your labor challenges, take it from me, Canada's Restaurant Guy. This show is everything you need for your business. So let's talk about this. Let's get down into this. So you know what? You're going to see ideas come to life at the National Restaurant Show. You're going to find inspiration, and you're going to find the next big concept and everything that will help you with your business. Do you know this show floor, which is absolutely massive, has over 900 product categories, from award-winning food and beverage items to innovative back-of-the-house equipment and technology? I hope I'm going to see one of those little robots. This event is your one-stop shop. So you know what you need to do? Go to the official website, www.nationalrestaurantshow.com, and register with promo code PODCAST24 to save $55 off your current registration rate. When it comes to staying on top of what's happening in hospitality and ahead of what's next, that's important, people. That is very important. There's no place like this show. Join your peers at the show for food service in Chicago, May 18th to the 21st, and get a taste of the future. I can't wait.
I don't have the luxury. I don't have the luxury to stop, because who's going to replace me? I have to feed my family and all of these things. So they are, the industry is just so much, it's different. It's very different. And I want to say a little something interesting. Someone the other day mentioned that what you guys do, right, Jay and Dominique and everyone else in the industry who really want to shift the narrative. The person mentioned that it was kind of dead, that the soul of the restaurant industry has been just taken away because of the greed and all of these things, right? And I was like, I've asked that person, like, okay, do you think that there's some hope, right? That we can bring a new narrative? And the person said it will take decades, right? So the thing is, for people to be able to recognize, you have to be able to recognize that there's a problem. But the problem is within us, right? So the restaurant owner, you have a problem. Yes, the price are raising. Yes, they're doing this. Yes, they're doing this. But there's some things that you have to ask yourself: how can I change my way of behaving? How can I change my emotional journey so I can help my team, so I can help everyone around me do better and do better in the restaurant industry?
Do you believe it's, Dominic, I'm taking your question time, but here's a couple of things I want to just get into this because I completely agree with you, and I'm seeing it even, is that the industry pulls so much negative context and conversations into shows like this, or you hear every bloody podcast. Love our podcast friends out there. I love y'all. But everything's negative, right? Like, it's all negative. And that's why me and Dominic have such a fun time on this show, because we want to put a positive spin on everything. We really want to talk about the positive and these amazing people like yourself bringing it into our industry, opposed to the doom and gloom. Because doom and gloom, one, we know it sells. We know people lean into it. But we want to do the opposite in a way. But do you see that? Like, do you see this negativeness? And then does the positive mindset actually work?
Great question, Jay. Honestly, great question. Yes, I see it. I see the negative. I think that people have been drawn to that for so long. Again, that's the narrative, right? It's kind of two things. You have the narrative of the negative, and then you have the romanticism that TV and certain show, like, you know, have put on TV. So now when you talk with the restaurant owners, and I go and I talk with them or with their team. Sometimes, you know, I come in with my energy, you know, but they kind of like, I don't know if I can really do this. I don't know if I have what it takes. I've been doing this for this amount of time. I don't know if I can truly change. And it's just like to really help them to dissociate themselves, right? You want to dissociate your restaurant owner, your operator. You want to dissociate yourself from who you think that you were, right? Because whatever it is that you've done made you be where you were, that's cool. But if you want to go to this next vision, right? Whatever it is, you want to own 3 restaurants, you want to, whatever it is your goals are, you're not able to be that person anymore. You have to totally change. So when you bring that positivity, that new perspective into the restaurant owners and operators' life, then it click, right? You just have to change the vocabulary.
What, Martine?
Yes.
What, before you did this, what did you do? That's my first question. And then I got a follow up.
Okay.
I jumped right into the heavy conversation. I was just like, well, let's maybe get to know you.
Let's hear about my team.
Before I did this, basically I still do it, but I train people to lose weight. I've been doing that for more than a decade. And I also do track and field.
So like since you were 12, what?
What did you say?
Since you were 12? What the heck?
No.
For more than a decade.
Okay, I was like, no. And then, and sports. So I do track and field high level and just combining everything, combining and talking with people. And COVID, you mentioned, Jay, about how this negativity. So COVID is the positive. And I know that when I say this, it's not necessarily a popular thing, right? Because you have some restaurant owners who are in debt right now. They're watching and they're like, what are you talking about? What is she talking about? But it was the light that was needed for the industry because they've seen people were drowning. And then COVID or the pandemic has helped us see closer what was needed and how we can change that narrative into more better perspective. So does that answer your question, Dominique?
That's the first part, yes.
Okay.
Now part two, what made you focus on restaurateurs?
Beautiful questions. Because as a restaurant owner, restaurant owners, operators, they're athletes. They literally, like, they are athletes. So I'm an athlete. Personally, I'm an athlete. But when I look at them, when I look at you, Jay, you've been in the restaurant for so long. When I look at you, Dominique, you guys are athletes in terms of the mindset.
I'm 21 and I'm at the track and field place with you in my mind, yes.
Okay. But
in reality, I'm on the sidelines with my walker watching you and saying, wow.
Woo. Yeah, wow.
But mentally, you guys are tough.
So important.
You guys are tough.
So important. Well, that's cool. It's awesome.
Have you ever heard that, Dominic? First of all, I've never heard, and I love it, restaurateurs, because they are. They're tough.
No, I've heard it, Jay. We've actually talked about it. If you think maybe we've never said it exactly like that.
I know.
But we've said all the things that all the running any small business, right?
In particular,
there's so many things that happen. So mentally, yeah, for sure. You have to be, and even more now, right? You have to be on your game mentally now. You're mentoring new people. You're helping young people, you know, sometimes in their first job. Yeah. A lot of times you're helping them through their own personal crisis that's happening. So you're a coach, you're an athlete. Yeah. You're a guidance counselor. You're a friend. And then you're also, especially in a small business, you're running, you're moving, even in the big restaurants, those kitchens are crazy, man.
Oh, absolutely. But it's a way that I think it changed. Trust me. This is great timing because I just did a talk about the difference between a consultant, nothing wrong with consultants. First of all, a consultant versus a coach, right? And as we see more and more restaurant coach or consultants turn into coaches today, like Monty's a coach, Matt Rolfe is a coach, we're seeing more and more people come out as more of a coach model opposed to a consultant. And I believe that restaurants today all need a coach just because of how difficult it is to be out there on your own. It's like playing a sport, to your point, without having a coach would be pretty difficult to win any games, right? And recently we saw that in Edmonton here with our team. When they got rid of their coach, brought in the right coach, they started winning games instantly. Like, it was almost like overnight, right? So I think the coach plays a lot of role. But to look at them, to look at the restaurateurs today as athletes, I think it's brilliant. It kind of fits.
Smart.
Good timing. It's very smart.
Yeah, it is very smart. Who's your typical client? I'm going to ask a personal question now. So does a guy sitting behind a desk, I'm a baker by trade, but I had a training company. So my sedentary lifestyle is not conducive to what happens in kitchens. I only have a few staff. I get to talk to lots of cool people, but you know, my previous life, yeah, I had like up to 200 people, 150, but, in retail, in at Costco. But who's your client? Can I be your client?
Yes, you can. So, really, restaurant owners, operators, and the thought leaders of the restaurant industry. Those ones, right? So it can be a brand new restaurant owner within, uh-huh, it's been the first year, but it can also be someone who's been around for 20 years. And now they may have their vision, right? Been 20 years. So obviously you have vision because you've been around for 20 years. But maybe you want to do something different. Or what about maybe you want to remove yourself, right? And give it your business to your children, or you know, things like that. So all of these people have different needs, they are emotionally, they are at different levels. So they all have to be having crafted their needs differently. Does that answer your question, Dominique?
Yeah, for sure. It's and you're not, you can do this both local to San Antonio, but you could also do it remotely.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
So and the fun thing with doing that is, like, again, you have the opportunity to talk with people. Yes, in town, you can go remotely, but you can also travel. So the thing is, it happens that I'm talking with someone in Portland, right? So yes, we can be talking via Zoom and all of these things, but then hey, we're packing and we go and spend a few days or a weekend, whatever it is in Portland, be able to talk with the team. And sometimes I feel that especially with the pandemics, when we're able to have the face-to-face, it's oftentimes even more powerful. When it doesn't happen, it's okay. We can still have Zoom.
Yeah, it's very different for sure when you're in person. Are restaurants, who's open to it? I'm sure if you presented the idea to everybody, they'd say, awesome. That's an awesome idea. Who's open? What's the resistance? Is cost a barrier? Is it expensive?
No. So you're asking very great questions. Who's open? More men than women, interestingly. More men than women.
We neglect our health.
Both find the idea, man, this is so awesome. This is great. Tell me more, right? This is how it starts. And then you say more, like, okay. The men seem to be they seem to recognize. So restaurant owners, men, and operators, men, seem to recognize faster what the problem is. Right now, do they want to talk about it? They may or may not, right? As much, but they seem to be able to recognize it faster. The women seem to not, I don't want to say that they don't see it, because they see it. I think they see the need, but I think they want to do, I can find other ways, you know, like it seems like they want to find other ways or test other things first, versus the men, so maybe we're different men and women, but maybe the logic, maybe they see something faster, and the women, they take a little bit longer time to warm up to the idea.
Yeah.
But then, the couples are the most, the restaurant owner that is couple, men and a woman, then though they've been together very well, and it's cool. It seems to be easy to present the idea to them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think men in general would be most, as much as, I think a lot of men are easier to ask for help versus women, probably just because of life, right? And taking care of kids and taking care of family. They're used to taking that all on to themselves, and I'm gonna do it myself.
Right.
How bad have you seen it? How bad have you seen it?
I've seen pretty bad. I think this is the thing. For those of you guys watching, again, a restaurant owner or operator, if you let yourself go physically, and I'm talking about like very overweight, emotionally, it's not going to work. Psychologically, you're breaking down. So when you say, Jay, what is the worst that I've seen? When you combine a very overweight owner and the moral is not as much there that it could be, right? So these are oftentimes the biggest challenge because they have to change in all three areas versus someone can be in a normal shape. They can physically, they can do way more. Emotionally, yes, there can be some things that they still have to work on, and psychologically as well. But when you have to work on all three aspects, it's way more challenging, and it's very more, how can I say? It's more demanding for that person. So now you can see sometimes some resistance sometimes, but yeah, it happens.
Wow.
Interesting. I know.
We need this because we see a lot of operators out there and the stress, like what's going to get them the stress or the being out of shape? What's going to get them first?
Repeat that question.
All at the same time, right?
Is it the stress, or
is it the stress? Is it the stress, or is it going to be the lifestyle going to get them first, or the eating problems, or, you know, like you said, a lot of them are overweight. What's going to get them first?
The lifestyle. So for those of you watching right now, if your lifestyle, and it doesn't have to be a 360, right? It's not just like, I've been eating all that food and I'm gonna have to eat apples all day long. That's not the point. But the thing is that lifestyle, because it's been going on for such a long time. That lifestyle, if you've been unhealthy, like you don't just go to, and I'll just say a number, you don't go to 250 pounds overnight, right? So you've been doing that lifestyle for a while. That means that inside of you, within yourself, physiologically, you're breaking down. Whether that you realize it or not, you're literally breaking down. And versus the stress, you can still, I guess I want to say, stop it for a while or kind of press pause. But physiologically, if your body's breaking down, it's going to break down. And it's going to break down before you're able to find solutions to whatever problem that you have.
Wow. Dominic?
Yeah.
We're breaking down, buddy.
No, not you guys.
Well, no, it's so true, right? Because I've seen that happen in my own life, right? You neglect your health for so long because you're focused on family or work or whatever, right? Sometimes you're doing most people are doing both. They're trying to do both, so the challenges are big. And then in my case, right, Jay, you lived it early in your life, having your own business. I did both for a while, and having a full-time job and then a full-time, you know, building a business, right? So it was no time for anything. But that, like, I've always said myself, those were always just excuses, because I could find time to watch a movie. I could find time to go out and eat. I could find time for a lot of other things, but I never found time to do exercise or to, you know, just besides walking the dog, but nothing seriously where I said, hey, I need to do this for my own health. So yeah, I saw that happen with my weight and with my health. Like today, my experience today was,
here we go.
Well, she wasn't a physiotherapist. She was She's a fitness coach at the clinic I go to, and this is part of this program I'm doing. But one of the things was standing on one leg and lifting the other leg up to see how long I could balance myself. So, yeah, That's what I had to, well, I had to cross my arms. And then I had to do it with my eyes closed. So interestingly enough, the first one I did, crossing my arms on one leg, I got to 30 or 40 seconds. I felt like 2 weeks. But then she said, well, do your other leg. And I got like three. She couldn't even start the timer and I was falling over. But most other things were okay. Like my heart rate was all good and all that stuff. But my balance was not good. And that's when you said we're having Martine on tonight. I said, oh, this is perfect. Because I think, and what she said was, and I think this is what happens in our life, is you're focused on other things and your body, your mind, other things compensate for what you can't do. So physically, one leg is compensating for the other. Physically, one arm is compensating for the other. Like you get an injury in a kitchen, and all of a sudden, you still have to work, right? Especially if you're the owner or the operator, you're still there. So now you're doing things with just one arm or one leg, or you're hobbling around the kitchen, and you're doing more damage to the other part of your body because you're not taking care of all of it. So it's important that physically and especially mentally that we take care of ourselves. And I think what Martine is offering the ability to really do a little bit of self-improvement. And the she's a coach, I would say, Jay. What do you call yourself, Martine?
A specialist. So yeah, life captivator and mental toughness specialist.
Mental toughness.
Yes.
Oh man, we all need that, right?
It's brilliant.
But and again, in the industry, all the restaurant owners, again, that goes back with the athletes. You guys have the mental toughness, but I don't think that there's nobody who's a restaurant owner or an operator who's not mentally tough. I honestly don't believe so. Like, I really don't believe so. So you coming into the industry being a mental, you're already tough. Now there's different levels, though. Maybe the weaker toughness, you know. But so when we're able to help you to go higher and higher, because you have to handle all that stress, you have to handle all the chaos that's going on in the industry.
Wow. So how long does it take to turn someone around?
Very good questions. So good questions. So now, let's put it like this: it has to be a minimum of 6 months. And can it be before? Yes, it can, right? But the thing is, kind of like with weight loss or just working out in itself. So people say, what is the saying? 21 days is a habit or something of that sort,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't believe that, but anyway, so that's something else. But so you have to be able to practice. You have to practice and practice. It's literally like a workout. So you're learning to change your vocabulary. You're learning to see yourself, but also your team and everything way differently. So you have to practice on a daily basis. And the thing is, can you do it for a month? Yes, you can. But easily you return to some of the old habits, right? And then you start to curse at your people or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be able to take the time to do homework, to work on yourself more deeply and really answer the hard questions, because sometimes there's going to be a lot of hard questions so you can make better decisions. And so that's why, like, when you have a minimum of 6 months to a year, then you have plenty of time. Of course, you're going to fall. It's not going to be perfect this whole time. You're going to fall. You're going to come back up. Yeah. But you're making yourself, you're training yourself to just be able to learn about yourself way better.
There's so many questions. I don't know where. Like, it's just, I find it's hard to make that change. Like, how do you get people to change? Like, how do you get those habits broken if you've been doing them for 40 some years?
Beautiful question.
Right, 50 years, Dominic.
You don't force no one, right? So that the first thing is this: you're watching right now, guys. No one's going to force you to do anything. I don't go to your business and like, you have to do this today, Jay. That's not how it works. You can be like, man, what is she talking about? You know, but it's really to start sometimes small, and depending of the personality of the person, right? There's some people who welcome the change way more than others. So if it's someone who seems to be more skeptical, more resistant, okay, you start small, you know, small thing. Someone says, for example, can't, right? I can't do this. I can't do this. Yeah. There's no can't. Can't does not exist. The first step, we're going to remove can't from vocabulary. Actually, two words, can't and try. Remove those. There's no can't.
So don't remember that I can and try. We're eliminate and put. I'm making a
eliminate.
Now.
Eliminate.
Can't and try.
That part. Yeah. Can't and try.
What are we?
What are you replacing them with? Try by do it. Think of Nike. Nike don't say just try it. Nike don't say that. Nike said just do it. You know. And instead of can't. So if I'm asking, okay, Dominique, I want you to do a push up. Well, I can't do that. I don't want to do it. Okay. You don't want to do it. I'm not able to do it. I don't know how to do it. So all of those things, okay. But can't not. Nah. Like that doesn't work like that.
You won't buy it, eh?
What are you saying?
You won't buy that? You won't accept that as an answer?
No, I won't.
We probably can't work together.
I love it.
No, the one thing that I can't say personally.
Huh? You said it.
Is that I can say is that my barriers have been laziness. That's honestly for me personally. That's I think you know. And but when the doctor would ask, I was okay to say. No, I just didn't want to do it. Like there was no reason, like even walking in the winter, we can go to the mall. We have like, there's barriers that we put in front of ourselves, but really we got access to vehicles. We've got places to go. There's facilities. Like we're pretty lucky in most of Northern Canada. You know, somebody was telling me that the Chinook Mall, Jay, opens at 6:30 a.m. and you could go walk at 6:30 a.m.
West Edmonton Mall is the same thing.
Yeah, 6:30, right?
Yeah,
cool. So some of those barriers that we put in place. Now, you know, restaurateurs, they work harder than us office people by lots. They do.
Oh, yeah.
But I think what you're bringing to the table here is that it is just a small mind shift to say, you could go from this to this and you can put this in place. And what I really like about what you're doing is that it's not just physical. It's really about, our mind and how we look at it.
Yeah. Well, they're combined, right? Like
they have to work together. Exactly.
They have to work together. Right. Like,
and I think
I've been through a lot of stress and, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years. And that is probably why my health is going bunk. As well, right? And I think it's time to I wrote it down, can't say can't, and I can't do that. I'm gonna say it. I'll add it to the other list that says Dominic can't say government.
Well, I'm never gonna stick to that. I'll say government all day long. This is a government non-podcast live streaming show.
I have
I like to beat up on government, but I like the Texas government because they stay out of people's face.
Oh boy, here we go.
There we go.
Anyways, back focus. No, this
what I want to say, Jay, is this is not a podcast because we haven't said that.
Well, yeah, by the way, it's not a podcast.
Yeah, it's not a podcast.
Everyone watching us on TikTok, it's not a podcast.
Not a podcast, guys. Not a podcast.
And it's not streaming across our bottom, Jay. It's not streaming.
I know because you said it hides things. So I didn't want to hide.
Oh, no, but not now. It's important now.
Yeah, that's important. We'll do it later.
Okay.
We didn't do our disclosure either.
Oh, we should do that too.
Yeah, we got to do that. We'll disclose it at the end.
38 minutes in. We'll say it at the end. And if we don't need to say it, maybe we don't need to disclaim anything.
I know, but I just think when you look at it, when the need is got to be so big. So let's get into how do we start this? Like, how do we contact you? How does people in Canada contact you? Are you just in the U.S.? Can you help people in Canada? Give us more details on that.
Of course, I can help people all over. So that's the great thing of internet now. Canada, you in the UK over there, you're here in Texas, you in California, doesn't really matter. honestly, because of all the Zoom and all these things. But LinkedIn, very active on LinkedIn, and obviously Martin. And now I don't know. Okay, I can say the word, but it's a French Canadian name, right? So maybe people be like, what? My name on LinkedIn. But yeah, you can contact me on LinkedIn, but also on my website as well, which is skeptivatemyday.com, that restaurant owners and operators and thought leaders of the industry can contact. I want to say something because you mentioned, Jay, how do you get started? I see it as, I divide it into two categories, I would like to say. One that I call it, venting with a twist, this one, and one that I call a mind reset. So now, as a restaurant owner, as an operator, you're not going to be in both. Interestingly, you're not going to be in both. So when someone comes to us, right, it's either they have to vent because there's so much going on. Like it's truly so chaotic with their restaurant, with their team. Maybe it's been with their spouse. Like who knows, right? It's so chaotic. They fit in that category. Or they're more in a mind reset because actually things are not as chaotic. And even if it is, they have it all. They're good. They only need help to prioritize certain things and be like, I don't really know what I should be doing first. Or maybe this, I should be doing this first. Or, you know, and so they just need to basically press reset for their mind and then they move on. The one who comes and who are very overwhelmed, then the reason why it's called venting with a twist, because when you think of venting, when you vent, right, you're like, oh, my GM, he doesn't do a good job, blah, 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 blah. Or my server over there, like it's always a blaming game, or it's oftentimes a blaming game. And oftentimes it's not you as a restaurant owner, it's not you as the operator, it's always everyone else. So the twist is, okay, but we have to find solution now. So you can come and you can vent all day long. I'm cool. But we're not finishing this until we find solution to whatever problem that you have. Because if you're just venting, nothing is being done. Nothing. Right? You're going to be upset the next day anyway, and you're going to find something else to vent about. So now we're going to take this time. We're going to vent. That's cool. You can vent even in a group with other restaurant owners. Everyone is venting. That's awesome. And then we sit down and we're able to pinpoint what is truly the problems? Because oftentimes, you say you vent about your GM right here, but this is only the superficial part. And I don't want to say superficial like it's not true, right? Mm. But it's not the big, deep problem. And then we start to go in and one layer. And then we're like, okay, this is what's going on. This is what we're going to find solution with. And the GM, he was just like a decoy, you know? And then we go in. So yes, in regards of to your question.
Unbelievable. I see so much value in what you do. I really do. I'm blown away. Dominic?
So CaptivateMyDate.com,
yeah.
Which, cool name. I think it's a cool name. Yeah.
Sound out, Cap.
Yeah. I think it's awesome. You said you need about 6 months. How much time per day, per week, over 6 months, am I with you? Are you on my shoulder 8 hours a day?
No. I'm in your mind.
Dominic is on mine. Have that.
No. We go in and we talk. And again, depending of how big, you know, what's going on and things like this and how big the restaurant and all of this stuff. Or some people have more than one restaurant. But to answer your question, Dominique, it's basically usually either once a week or once every 2 weeks. So it's going to be either or, right?
Wow. Yes. Oh, that's it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And then because
is that everything, enough?
Oh, it's plenty of enough.
Oh. Okay.
And
for how long? For like an hour or 2 hours?
An hour and a half.
Hour and
then
half.
Hour and a half. And then it can be if it's the team, because sometimes it's the restaurant owner and they have their GM or they have many GMs, then we can do a whole 3 hours as well. Okay. So between an hour and a half to 3 hours, depending of how big is the team or is it one person, you know, and things like that. But it's honestly more than enough because now you have to keep in mind, again, you're a restaurant owner, you are an athlete, right? So you don't necessarily have all the time in the world, right? To sit down or even, you know, to do that meeting and things like this. So we make sure that one is that 1 hour and a half or to three, depending how many people, we're going straight to the point. We're going straight to the point. We write down, there's a lot of, there are old school type of things in terms of writing down a lot of things and giving homework as well. So it's not just like blah 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 blah. We're talking, no, we having homeworks. Yeah, we're gonna have homeworks, and there's certain things like, okay, I want you to do this next week. So when we talk again, you have done this, right? So people come back, you know, ready. And if someone come back less ready, then maybe they're gonna say, you know, I whatever the reason, right? There's always the reason sometimes. And it's like, okay, is that an excuse, right? Because the homework was literally too emotionally or psychologically difficult, right? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you really go in so deep that you may not want to do it. It you know, it may truly happen sometimes. And if that is the case, are you emotionally flexible to even admit that was too hard? I was not able to do it.
Yeah, I think especially business owners, sometimes, maybe often, what you just said just now is probably true. We do not want to admit a weakness for sure. 100%. I'm not weak in any way. We're not open to necessarily the help. I got this, kind of like the machismo, I can do it. And every industry would be better if we're open to a listening to, hey, maybe there's some help here, and B, asking for help, and then C, taking the help, right? So a lot of times the help's there and we don't know about it. A lot of times the help's there and we don't want to take it. And I think it's probably rare where the help's there, we want to take it, and then we embrace it and do it. So what you're doing is, again, super important. And yeah, hats off to you. Okay, now my other question is there anybody else like you? Is this business all to you? Are you by yourself?
I'm by myself. And I do have, I have someone who's helping me.
Is there competitors?
What do you say?
Quietly, is there any competitors?
I do not believe so.
Yeah, cool.
I've never heard of any.
Yeah.
Start franchising.
Yeah, start franchising. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I'm the best at it, but... what makes it such a good service, I don't know if it's because it's not a product, but such a good service, is the fact that you bring that athlete type of mindset, you bring the emotions, you bring the psychology, and you really put it all together, you know, because now with the mental health, right, people come in psychologically, right, but all three, not been done yet.
Yeah, cool. It's very cool.
It is.
It's brilliant. I'm going to say, Jay, just like everybody needs a podcast, not like this non-podcast, but like a podcast.
Yeah, you said the P word. You can't also say the P word.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But everybody needs somebody like Martine,
this is incredible.
My day, right? See, captivate my day. I was going to say, like, you open up your email and there's a picture of a beautiful dessert or something, but it's something from you saying, hey, get your ass up and get exercising, right?
Well, no, I'm like, first of all, I've never heard of anyone like you. And
no,
I think it's incredible, honestly, like, seriously, like, when Dominic means say it's crazy, like, we mean it, like, this is awesome. Yeah. And like, seriously, like, well done. Yeah. This is incredible. And I really think we'll do what we can do to promote you up here in the Canadian market and in the US market, because we're big in the US as well. But it is something that I really see a huge value. I just messaged a friend in Winnipeg about you just a few seconds ago. So honestly, I can see getting really more as the industry gets tougher and tougher. And we need more. We need more people like you, but we'll start with you and make you really busy. So, but thank you for doing all this. This is like Dominic. I have a list of people that need her help, need Martine's help. Unbelievable.
Yeah, so cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
When did you officially start, Martine?
What do you say?
When did you officially start your business?
In the middle of the pandemic, 2021.
Great time to start.
It was a great time to
really,
start.
Yeah, really. Really,
again. Because the need is massive, even more so then, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Because I think that people see you know, you have the pre-pandemic, whatever, how people were acting. You have the pandemic. People are talking about that post-pandemic, but it's not going to be just a few years. Like, we're talking, you know, the next five,
a generation,
years, you know, yeah, a whole generation. Definitely.
Well, we see a lot of shifts, right? We've seen the attention to mental illness. We've seen attention to business. People are looking at our businesses differently. We're seeing all this shift, but this is an area that we haven't seen a shift in. So you're coming at the right time. I think it's brilliant. And I really think when you see more and more, like you said, more and more challenges that people are out there looking for that help and getting more in tune to their health. I did a survey the other day, Dominic, there's a system out there that finds out like what things that we should talk about on the shows. This was number one. Yeah, it was number one. It was like health in the restaurant industry, right? And really around, I think it's going to get bigger and bigger. So hold tight. I foresee good things for you. I just really think that the timing, everything, I believe in a little bit of everything happens for the right reason and at the right time. And I think timing is definitely this is perfect timing. So thank you. And thank you for joining us on our Not a Podcast show. So everyone, TikTok is not a podcast. But thank you. This has been incredible. And we'll make sure we will promote all this stuff. So if you're listening to this on our podcast, not a podcast, it's over the podcast, it's not a podcast. If you're listening in there, we'll put your link into your website and then we'll contact them. But we'll stay in touch because I do want to talk to you in a week or two just to really see how we can use you more and more in the Canadian market. But you should be at every show across the country talking about what you're doing.
I did the first show last year in Houston, actually. The first time, yes, it was my first time. I was like, it was very cool and very well received. And that's like, people are like, oh my gosh, we have not seen this. Yeah. You know? So
all the boys are in Vegas right now, eating and drinking. They need to watch.
See right there.
all the boys need you right now. They're all sitting in Vegas right now, ripping her up and eating. So anyways, but no, thank you again for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. And anytime. And Martin,
all the CaptivateMyDay.com, correct?
Yes. Bye, guys.
Yes. Very cool.
CaptivateMyDay.com. Cool. Yeah.
Another
so cool,
wicked dude. Guess. That's another wicked guess.
Yeah. Man, you're just knocking it out of the park, buddy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. I was thinking, you know, for our office, I was going to get a massage therapist in like once a month to do massages, but now I'm thinking I would do this. I would do exactly what she's just doing.
I just felt the energy. I felt the energy.
Yeah, exactly. That and you know, I'm thinking, hey, if we did once a week for half an hour or an hour or an hour and a half,
you probably see a business change too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Just because somebody's positive talking to you about a couple things, right? She's not asking for a lot.
She's asked two things you can't say.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I wrote it down, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this is back to, we need this help. And this is incredible. And I just, the timing couldn't be more right as the industry gets tougher and everyone's getting the stress and the amount of stress is getting just too bearable for a lot of people. So, another killer guest. Another killer, not a podcast on TikTok. I'm nailing it, eh? That's like, I'm about 100 here, buddy.
Awesome.
Anyways, thanks again, Dominic. Everyone else, thanks again for tuning in to Late Night Restaurant Show. And we'll be back on Thursday. Tomorrow we're taking off, but we'll play a rerun. I don't know what we're going to play. Maybe we'll do it back-to-back because the one on Monday was really good. This one was really good. They all been just killer. So anyways, thanks again for everyone. Everyone on TikTok, thanks again as well. And that's
a wrap. We'll see you at the restaurant show, right?
At the restaurant show, yeah. There you go.
April 8th.
April 8th. Wrong button. We got a gosh, this stupid thing. Anyways, here we go.
Gotta paint that button yellow.
Oh my Lord, they have the worst. This thing's gotta go. Anyways, here we go.